A historic evening as Omar Ochoa becomes Edinburgh's new mayor. Texas Border Business, by Roberto Hugo Gonzalez, Texas Border Business. On November 12, 2025, the Edinburgh Arts, Culture and Events Center filled wall-to-wall as residents gathered for a milestone in the city's political life. Before a packed room crowd, Omar Ochoa raised his right hand and became mayor of Edinburgh. U.S. District Judge Ricardo Hinojosa administered the oath, emphasizing the significance of the transition for the community. At Ochoa's side, his wife, Leah Wise, held the Bible as he repeated the words that formally placed the responsibility of the city in his hands. For many in attendance, the moment marked not only the start of a new administration, but the continuation of a family legacy entrenched in public service, civic duty, and community connection. In the days leading up to the ceremony, Ochoa urged residents to join him either in person or online, describing the event as a collective milestone. "This moment is not about me, it's about our community," he said. "It's about the hardworking families, the students, the teachers, the small business owners that make Edinburgh the special place that it is." He encouraged residents to be part of the moment as he took the oath, noting, "I want you to be there to witness this historic moment." On election day, Ochoa said he had a moment that reaffirmed the faith he had carried throughout the campaign. He explained that there had been many moments in this race where I could actually feel God's presence, and that he ran for mayor because he believed God put me on this path. Late that evening, as he greeted voters outside the election annex, a man who had already voted approached to thank him for helping his son and for his service to the community. After walking away, the man turned back, reached into his pocket, and handed Ochoa a small figurine of Jesus. Ochoa described it as an incredible full-circle moment, a reminder that he was in the right place at the right time, even without knowing how the election would end. He said the gesture strengthened his belief that his campaign and message were rooted in purpose and service. His wife, Leah Wise, herself an attorney, stood with Omar Ochoa from the earliest days of his mayoral campaign to the final moment of the swearing-in. At the campaign kickoff, she opened the event, welcomed attendees, and described her husband as ethical, trustworthy, and hardworking, expressing her confidence that he could lead Edinburgh forward. On election night, after the results showed his decisive victory, Ochoa paused on stage, looked at Wise, and publicly thanked her for standing by him from day one. At the swearing-in ceremony, she held the Bible as he took the oath, a quiet yet powerful symbol of partnership and support that highlighted the faith and resolve behind his candidacy. In his first remarks after taking office, Ochoa emphasized openness, accountability, and rapid action. He committed to zero tolerance for corruption, and said he would shine a light on city operations. Infrastructure improvements remain at the top of his priorities, including road conditions, lighting, and addressing long-standing flooding issues. He also called for economic expansion through high-paying jobs in technology, healthcare, and skilled trades to prevent the loss of local talent. Investments in parks, recreation, public amenities, and modernization of city services were also part of his early commitments to residents. Ochoa also outlined how he believes the city should operate. "I think the city should be run as a business," he said, pointing to its $160 million annual budget. He stressed careful spending and a strong focus on customer service. "It's not just about being a government that's arm's length from the residents," he said. "We are here to serve our customers, and we are trying to make their lives better." He added that transparency and clear communication would guide his administration. In a separate message, Ochoa spoke with his mother about her influence on his life. He said he wants his children and future grandchildren to know that she made so many sacrifices for her family, describing her years as a migrant laborer and her efforts to build a future through education and hard work. "I wouldn't be here without you," he told her. His mother replied that she had learned from her own mother, whom she described as the salt of the earth, strong, smart, and a hard worker. Ochoa also appeared in a conversation with his father, former Edinburgh Mayor Joe Ochoa, who spoke about the importance of unity. "I want Edinburgh to know that I firmly believe that my son has the same philosophy," he said. "And that's to bring people together." He said the city can only grow through collaboration and shared purpose. Omar Ochoa credited his father as a mentor, saying he witnessed how Edinburgh changed under his leadership. "That's what I want to do coming in as mayor," he said. It's not all about me, it's about the community. As he begins his term, Ochoa has also been responding to resident concerns. Many residents asked how they can get involved in city committees. Ochoa said the existing 2040 committees, created under a previous administration, will be reviewed and open to new applicants. Having citizen engagement is so important to me, he said. Others asked about a potential new HEB on the north side of Edinburgh. Ochoa explained that HEB relies on internal data to decide store locations but said the city would consider reaching out to other grocers. He also addressed complaints about odors in some areas of the city, saying he has started meeting with utilities staff to identify causes ranging from aging lift stations to possible sewer line breaks or household plumbing issues. None of us wants our great city to smell, he said. Throughout his early messages, Ochoa encouraged ongoing communication and public involvement. Keep it coming, Edinburgh, he said. The more that you've got, the more we can tackle. He repeatedly emphasized that the city's success depends on a joint effort, often ending his statements with the same call. Let's all move Edinburgh forward together. Election results. Omar Ochoa, about 7,074 votes, equals 61.9%. Richard Molina, about 3,330 votes, equals 29.1%. Johnny Garcia, about 900 votes, equals 7.9%. Jonathan Salinas, about 125 votes, equals 1.1%.